Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Charmed Rewind. We're back at it again.
We're back.
Remember that songify this? Peter Parker, he's back.
I'm going to go in an hour preamble about that.
Yeah, actually. Just talk about how the Spider-Man memes are really funny. No, actually, we're talking about something less funny. This is season 4, episode 3 of Charmed, Hell Hath No Fury.
This is serious business.
Serious business. So just to catch people up on what's going on in the plot, this is shortly after Prue has died. This is the third episode of the season, so they introduced Paige in a two-parter. She's still pretty new. The whole thing's pretty raw. The stuff with Cole, I think, they had the thing at the end of the season 3 where Phoebe was hiding out with him, and that's when Prue died because they weren't sure if she was coming back, so they're like, oh, just have her flown out a window and through a wall and we'll see how it goes. Anyway, so I think that's the major plot lines going on at the moment.
Yeah, it's weird to see one where Cole is part of the team.
Right? It's in the middle of the Cole stuff, but not when Phoebe hates him.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we've watched a few where he's involved, but it is kind of weird, like, seeing the ones where he's not really blamed and it's not really about his story. Like, he's a plot device in it, but
yeah.
Anyway, I guess it didn't really make me mad. I guess it makes me mad knowing, like, it was better before, but anyway, anything else you want to say before we get in?
Nope.
All right, so we begin the episode. Piper, Phoebe, and Cole are in an SUV in hot pursuit of a demon. Piper is ordering Cole around as he drives.
8 seconds in, Cole looks like he's done.
Yeah, we paused it, and it looked like he was going to murder her. You shut the fuck up.
It's the patience of a saint or a demon.
Like, she's like, turn here, go there, yeah, come on, Cole. How many episodes have we, just out of Charmed Rewind, talked about where it's a plot point that someone really wants to fight demons all the time, and everyone's like,
and that's
something's
weird.
Wrong. Yeah, something's wrong that they're after, like, demons.
Why would you want to do our job? Why would you want to save people? There's something wrong.
Why is this constantly a plot device? But anyway, Phoebe, through part of this episode, she's wearing this, like, multicolored jacket.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know if it's like a Nehru-style jacket, but some sort of maybe Asian influence in it. I kind of like it. It's tacky, though, but that's the best outfit that she has in this episode. I can't say that for the other ones. Anyway, according to Phoebe, they've been scrying for random evil. So they're just looking for some demon of some sort somewhere.
Yeah.
That's the plan. Just scry and go, like, evil's afoot. Yeah. And head out.
Kill a random evil.
Cole's the driver.
Yeah, Cole's the driver.
He's hundreds of years old, and it's like, get in the car. You're the driver. Piper's unusually interested in fighting evil. That's a plot point in this episode. They discuss it multiple times. I feel like a majority of this episode is them going, like, what's up with this? And then she's like, shut up.
Mm-hmm. She's upset about Prue. Shut up.
Yeah, they talk about the same point many times. Phoebe is hesitant to fight evil since Prue died. Paige is still new, so they don't really have the power of three at their disposal. In the meantime, that horrible, horrible Cole has been saving their butts, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's like, hey, maybe we shouldn't be going after all these demons.
Yeah, they're relying on Cole, basically, to get them out of a bunch of these things.
It kind of feels like even without the power of three, they should be better at this than they are.
Yeah, no, they're very bad. Every time.
The fact they have to have Cole save them, like, they're the charmed ones. They're supposed to be, like, super special. I feel like even without the power of three, they should have some sort of skills at their disposal.
They should, yeah.
Anyway, Cole points out this is also a bad time because the source is after them. Demons are going to attack them anyway, so why are they seeking them out? And Phoebe's like, yeah, well, in the meantime, we should be training Paige on how to be a witch, and maybe we could get to where we need to be.
Yeah.
Cole's like, so do we have any sort of plan here? Also, your powers are on the fritz, so I mean, what are we going to do when we find this demon?
Mm-hmm.
The plan is no plan. Turn here! All right, they eventually find the demon choking out an extra in a plaid shirt. Piper explodes the demon into a pile of green goo. The other two run, but yeah. Piper is still there. She's somehow not covered in goo.
This is like a typical Charmed, like, anti-battle, where just Piper comes out, waves her hands at them, and they explode. But yeah, it's like, it's clearly a bit that they screw up, like, either Holly Marie Combs didn't want to do it, or just somewhere along the line they got lazy with it. It's like, yeah, she blows up this demon, Cole and Phoebe run back to the SUV so they don't get covered in goo, and Piper is standing there, right in the splash zone.
Yeah.
And then she walks back into the SUV, clean as anything, smiles, and then, you know, take us to the intro.
It felt like the punchline of that scene was meant to be she's covered in goo and smiling, yeah, like, hey, let's go to the next one, but she's completely clean. This feels like something Holly Marie Combs didn't want to do.
Yeah, it completely screws up the joke. It's kind of like, you know, whenever you see someone covered in gore or something, and they're just like, oh, like,
yeah.
And it's supposed to be that type of joke. Yeah, it doesn't work because she's clean.
Yeah.
It and it doesn't make it sense because she didn't go for cover. So you're like, why wasn't she covered?
Yeah, it's not like she cast a spell to protect herself from getting covered in goo. It covers the car. The trajectory of the slime would have been all over her.
Mm-hmm.
And also makes it make no sense that they were hiding from it, because apparently you weren't going to get covered.
Yeah, I feel like this is still, I guess, when Charmed would do some of these things too, like some of these demons explode into goo.
Yeah, it wasn't just guy in a black robe disappears in a fireball.
Yeah, there's a bit of that later in this episode where just easy fireball gone.
Sure, they do have multiple creatures in this episode. I guess that's more than they do in some of them.
Mm-hmm. And there's some actual fights in this episode too, which is a lot more than later Charmed would bother with. But, like, it did bother me that this opening battle wasn't much of a battle, because they act like this was a big deal and that they could have died. And, like, we probably should have seen a tougher battle if you're going to harp on this point and say, like, no, Piper, you're putting us in danger constantly doing this.
Yeah,
we probably should see them in danger.
Yeah, later on, Cole calls it suicide missions. And it's like, that was so easy, though.
Yeah.
And she didn't even need Cole for that one. They were like, oh, Cole's been protecting them. Well, apparently Cole was there to just run away.
Yeah, maybe his suit was on a suicide mission if he got slimed. That's about it.
So, this is expensive, and I can't go get a new one. There's a bunch of bounty hunters after me. I only have one suit left.
She slimed me.
Do something, do it.
So we have the opening credits and return with another replacement song. The lyrics are so on the nose with, like, the theme of the episode. Like, they're like, oh, new day begins and you're gonna get yourself together.
Sometimes you turn into a fury.
So Paige is at the temp agency that she works at for quite a while on the show. Hey guys, Allison here. I just want to make a correction and say that the temp agency is actually a social services agency. We were confused about that, but just to let you know, I know what it is, so that's me saying that now. Her table is just covered in books about witchcraft, which no one seems to... I guess one of her coworkers notes that she seems to be into witchy things, but it kind of feels like if you have that much reading around you, they're probably going to be like, are you doing your job, or are you just reading books?
Kind of nice, like, when you have these kind of scenes in churn, because, like, this does eventually just go away, and that's all of them that are lazing around the house all the time, complaining about everything. It's like, seems like Paige has, you know, a life going on. She has some friends and stuff. We're not going to see them much after this, though, or ever.
Yeah. It was nice seeing her exploring stuff about witchcraft. She was studying up. It felt like they went over different aspects of witchcraft, which later on it just seemed like they would just cast a random spell or a vanquishing potion and then just get it over with, or orb things. It felt like all of their storylines in this episode also came together. Like, all of them had, like, an arc going on, and it didn't feel like it was people just being dismissive of stuff because they have a baby shower to get to or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Paige's boss approaches her asking about a scholarship application she was supposed to send in to help this foster kid get into a boarding school, which she forgot to do. She was distracted with the witchcraft stuff. Paige calls herself lame. She's like, oh, I'm so lame. as her nerdy coworker Billy comes by with a mail cart. Not a lot of luck for Billy's on this show, huh?
No.
Wasn't Billy also the name of the guy in the Wendigo episode that got killed because he smoked or something?
No, was it?
I think he was like the guy that came to them for help or something.
Well, mistake number one. And it'll be your last mistake going to the Charmed Ones for help.
This Billy actually, he comes off better in the end. I think he's one of the few Billies that got a good ending.
Yeah.
But anyway, asshole coworker. Another character we'll be seeing quite a bit in this episode.
They call him Mr. Sexual Harassment.
Mr. Sexual Harassment. He comes by to call Billy Pizza Face and make fun of Paige's cleavage, which she doesn't have any.
Naked woman!
No. She literally is wearing a shirt that does not show any cleavage.
Yeah, it goes up to her neck. There's no cleavage.
Yeah, like, I get he's supposed to be, like, a sexual harasser and, you know, it doesn't matter what she's really wearing, but it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't really wear a shirt, though, that showed cleavage because they had to put balloons in her shirt.
They realized, they're like, oh, damn, how are we going to do this?
Yeah.
But it just seems weird. And he's like a high school bully just going around. And I'm like, I feel like there's only so much you could get away with. I think if you're blatantly going around like, hey, pizza fan, so cleavage over here.
Well, it's like kind of, he's like feeling Paige up almost at one point. He like starts leering over.
He solicits her for sex for favors at one point.
He says, like, I could be your lawyer. If you can't pay, you could always blow me.
It's like, I feel like you could not get away with being this blatant. I'm sorry. He's like this to everyone.
Yeah. Cartoon. Like, it's like a scene where he just comes into the lunchroom and he's like, boobs!
Look, I don't want to give any credence to this because sexual harassment shouldn't matter what the woman is wearing. Mm-hmm. But this is the most normal shirt she is ever wearing. I feel like there are other shirts that would be considered maybe inappropriate in a work setting that she does wear, but she's dressed so normal here. Like, yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty silly.
Anyway, asshole guy walks away, and Paige makes a comment about his hairpiece, which orbs into her hand. This is clearly not actually a hairpiece that he's wearing in the show, is it? Because it looks... His hair doesn't look good, but it doesn't look like a hairpiece to me. Yeah, maybe I just didn't notice. I don't know. But I guess it didn't really look like a bald cap when it orbs off his face, or off his head, so maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, at the manor, Phoebe is bitching at Piper for using a Sharpie on the Book of Shadows. She calls it disfiguring the book.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Phoebe put together this whole scrapbook Sears photo page later.
We know what Phoebe's about to do to the book.
Yeah, which is far worse than what, like, Piper's doing. I think she's just keeping track of things.
Turn-ons.
Disfiguring the book. Shut up, Phoebe. Phoebe is wearing a tank top with chunky, bedazzled straps. Also, two wrist strap thingies, which were very common around this time, because at this point they were still covering up their tattoos. Like, how long were they always wearing, like, chunky bracelets or things? It was always so funny with Piper, too, because Holly Marie Combs has, like, the wrist tattoos on both, which are pretty big, so, like, usually she's wearing long sleeves, but sometimes they're like, I don't know, she's an archer. She wears these buckles around her wrists for some reason. Anyway, Piper makes some flippant comments about this demon in the book that can melt someone's eyes or something. And Cole bitches her out. He's like, you could have gotten killed. This isn't funny, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I got bounty hunters after me. I can't spend all my time protecting you guys from these suicide missions. The doorbell rings, and Phoebe kind of meekly tells Cole to go check who it is. At this point in the storyline, there are certain aspects of the Cole-Phoebe storyline that's kind of like she's making excuses for, like, an abusive boyfriend or something. It's like, there are some points where you're like, you can kind of see it, but then by the time they get to, like, thanks, Cole-Bama, it's like, what the fuck's your problem? But I don't know, it's kind of weird seeing Phoebe like, oh, I'll go check on this. Oh, I gotta get in between them. Everyone's fighting.
Mm-hmm. Feels more like she's covering for an abusive sister.
Well, they're both being really awful, honestly. But yes, like, Piper's being awful too. Phoebe and Piper have a talk. Piper brings up that Prue died, so their system of fighting demons before wasn't really working.
We've tried nothing, and we're all out of ideas.
Piper's like, well, the faster we deal with demons, the faster that we can get back to our normal lives.
Mm.
In comes Paige. She was the one at the door, even though Cole doesn't come in with her. He's hanging out downstairs. He doesn't want anything to do with them right now.
Hey, Paige, go up there.
Paige is looking for company, because she can't talk to anyone else about being a witch. She's looking for some sort of comfort. And then Piper's like, it's a little chatty up in here. I'm going to go scry. Yeah. Bye.
Learn very quickly, comfort is not in the arms of Piper.
No, this is naive, sweet Paige who doesn't know what evil she's gotten herself wrapped up in.
Walked into the den of evil.
Yeah, it's kind of like Piper comes off like a big bully in this episode because both Paige and Phoebe are kind of scared of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Phoebe, I think, is more meek than usual. And Paige, when she started out, she was pretty nervous about everything. So it's everyone like, okay. And then Piper's like, ah!
Yeah.
I'm in danger.
So Paige is asking why Piper doesn't use the Book of Shadows to find demons. And Phoebe's like, well, it's more than just a book of spells. It's also a scrapbook.
Yeah.
You know, just use it for that.
I'm putting you in there. What's your turn-ons?
I don't know. We're going to use a picture of you with big boobs. Is that okay? I'd really rather not. But yeah, she doesn't really understand the significance of the Book of Shadows at this point. She's still learning about being a witch. Phoebe gives her kind of the broad strokes of what it is. And Paige is like, well, can I take a look at the book at my office? And Phoebe says, no, it doesn't leave the house. Anyway, I gotta go check on Cole. Have fun alone with this book of spells.
Don't take it out of the house now.
Don't you do it. Don't you touch the spell book.
Paige, don't you eat this book.
Spell book. I'm gonna do this. And if it happens, it happens. If I accidentally pick you up and then my boobs grow and bounce you out of the window. It'll happen. I can't control it. So Paige starts looking through the book, and she finds an instant karma spell. And immediately she's like, this could solve some of my problems. So she takes out her bedazzled 2000s pen, starts writing the spell down. She starts writing a bunch of things down, but eventually she just takes the book. So I didn't really understand why she was writing them down.
Yeah.
She was just, I guess, putting sticky notes so she knew where to turn in the book. Doesn't seem like that came up later.
Yeah, it didn't come to anything. Yeah, it was weird that she seemed to be writing them down. Just like, I'll just take the book, actually.
Yeah, I thought she was just writing down the spells to take that with her and be like, well, I didn't take the book.
That would have made more sense. Just write them.
Yeah. But anyway, in the conservatory, an irritated Leo orbs in and he asks Cole and Phoebe what's wrong. Like, come on, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Which seems like a rare irritated Leo before anything's happened. Usually he's just
before
like,
he's been completely worn down. This is, you know, the happy days of their marriage. Massive sarcasm quotes.
The happy days. Prue's just died and this is the good times.
Sadly enough.
So Cole is like, talk to your wife. She's being annoying.
She's like Charles Bronson cubed.
Yeah, I cannot believe they made Julian McMahon say that line. She's Charles Bronson cubed.
It's such a dumb line, but there was a funny moment after because Phoebe goes, who's Charles Bronson? And then Leo and Cole just give each other this dumbfounded look.
Like they both realize they're a couple of old guys. It's like we're both like 100 something, or I think Leo's less than that, but it's like, oh no, we're old men. Yeah, because she's that is a Death Wish reference for people who want to know.
They should have referenced Arnold, right? Because Alyssa Milano is in one of those with him.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Was it Commando or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. reference to Commando.
Yeah, just like, that must have been what they were doing.
Just like Paige's big boobs were a reference to Scream or something.
Yeah, there's two insane claims the wiki makes about references to Scream. It's like, oh, yeah, Paige having big boobs is just like her character in Scream dying because she couldn't get through the cat door. And then she drives a Volkswagen Beetle, which is definitely a reference to Scream. It's not the same color or anything, but, you know...
I kind of like her Beetle, though. I feel like it gives some character, you know? I feel like she was kind of more of her own separate being point. And then later, they all just kind of became homogenized into the same banshee.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they kept any elements like that later, but it just disappears, like most things.
Yeah, it was kind of quirky. She had a Beetle. Phoebe asks for a minute alone with Leo and explains the same situation. They're explaining the same thing many times in this episode. They have a talk about how Phoebe is the middle sister now, and Piper used to be the middle sister, and the middle sister's kind of the mediator. And so Phoebe is not sure if she really likes this role. I wrote, we'll see how long this lasts, and then immediately Phoebe says, I don't have time to deal with this. So I didn't have time to finish writing that note before she's like, I don't have time to be the mediator.
What are you busy with right now, Phoebe? Like, this is pre her stupid column.
Yeah, she has nothing going on in this episode other than trying to be a mediator, but she doesn't have any other things.
Yeah, it's so stupid to ever say that. It's like, no, the later Phoebe creeping in there. You always see these elements, like, the show's not as bad at this point still, but you see these things creeping in, or she says stupid lines like that.
It's weird for her to admit that she was the screw up. Like, they're like, oh, you used to be the younger sister, but she's like, oh, the screw up. And now Paige is kind of the screw up. And so they're doing this thing where, like, Phoebe is being easier on her because she understands where she's coming from.
Yeah.
Which is just completely lost moments. Later. Yeah. Weird, huh? Like, it's like a show or something.
Yeah. And, like, I feel like that kind of... you know, came in with the Charles Bronson thing where Phoebe, you know, doesn't get something.
Yeah,
it's like that was part of her character. One. Yeah, back then she had silly things like that and it was genuinely funny. And then they're like, oh, we'll get rid of that. Her thing is complaining about her articles all the time.
Sex in the City. I did think it was kind of funny, too. She and Leo have a hug and then Leo orbs out in the middle of it. So Phoebe falls over.
I mean, definitely with Leo on that one. Yeah. I need to escape this. Hug.
Bye. I'll get you back later, Leo.
Upstairs, Paige is writing down spells for no reason and then tosses the book out the window. She rushes out past Phoebe down the stairs. She's acting super suspicious, and I don't know why
stupid
she...
Stupid Phoebe strikes again. Like, oh, I guess that was nothing.
Yeah, see ya. I don't know why she doesn't think they'll notice the book is gone, though. Like, she's heading upstairs. It's in an obvious place. It's, like, on a pedestal in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
It feels like, why wouldn't she just write down the spells and then just take them rather than the entire book?
Make a lot more sense.
But what a screw
luckily, up. Luckily, screw up Phoebe's here to also be a bigger screw
up. It takes them forever to notice this.
Phoebe goes, well, that was suspicious. I think I'll not check the attic, and then turns around and doesn't go in there.
Yeah. Yeah. What was she going up there for? And I guess she was just like, I'm going to talk to Paige.
Yeah, I think she was going to Paige, supposedly, but. After that bad acting, she should have went up there to look.
Oh, my mistake.
Leo is talking to Piper as she's crying. She's being really bitchy. And he's like, it's not normal for you to speak to me this way. Just you wait, buddy. Like, holy shit. This is a normal day for Piper.
He gets explosion number one in this episode.
Yeah.
Which I love that the wiki said, like, one of many.
Yeah. Countless times that she blows him up. They have kind of a sad scene where they talk about Prue's death. Like, she's like, I can't talk or think or do any of this stuff because it just hurts too much. Which feels like, I mean, she's kind of scratching the surface of it. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe they could have gotten to this before now, but I guess then the plot wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Leo's like, well, you're just making yourself busy so you don't have to confront your grief. And she's like, demon head, pray! Calls Cole and Phoebe, leaves.
do think this was really funny. And she gets them to drive her out to another demon. But then once they are already there, Phoebe's like, we're not going to help you anymore. You're on your own.
Yeah, we'll drive you here, but...
Yeah. You have to do this on your own, Piper. And she goes, yeah, fine. I'm like, well, that didn't work.
Yeah, all right.
Called my bluff.
Weak. At Paige's temp job, asshole coworker steps into the copy room to make sexual harassy comments.
Mm-hmm.
Naked woman!
Pizza face Billy steps in. An asshole guy says, hey, Clearasil, what's poppin'? Fucking bully. Paige is in there trying to copy the Book of Shadows. But everything keeps coming up blank. I thought that was kind of a nice touch. I wish that they'd done more things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of quirky things about the book or magic or whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, making copies.
No!
Coming up blank. Book of Shadows.
Summon Pizza the worst evil of all.
Yeah. Rob Schneider, they'd blow him up immediately. They'd be right to do it.
Yeah.
You can do it!
Billy's being nice to her, so she casts a vanishing spell to clear up his acne, and it works.
Yeah.
She reacts with wonder because she isn't bored by magic yet. So she's like, oh, wow, if I can do this, I can do anything. Meanwhile, Piper, Phoebe, and Cole are looking for the demon, and they have the whole, like, we're not going to support you, whatever. That didn't work. They hear a guy screaming in a garage, and Piper is going to blow up the door, but accidentally freezes Cole. She's like, hang on, let me try this again. She blows up the door, and then frozen Cole just goes flying backwards. Then when Phoebe starts freaking out, I actually really love the delivery of this line. Piper's like, what? Oh.
Yeah. Kind of
funny. The victim comes running out and pushes Piper into a dumpster. Bye.
Just this light touch and Piper goes flying into the dumpster.
I do love this. I mean, he didn't know what was going on, but like, he doesn't know what this, he just a strange woman is standing there and he's like, psh, I'm gonna push you as I go. Maybe, I mean, I don't think they ever determined who this guy was, but I guess he was a bad guy, right? Because the Furies were after him, so he's just like going around pushing people.
Yeah, it could have been.
Anyway, he runs off. He's followed by three floppy-handed women in bikini tops and face paint. It's kind of interesting they added the floppy hands, because usually I think they would just do, like, sexy, like, sharp fingernails or something for this.
Right.
They're still doing some sort of creature effects. Piper tries to blow up these women. It doesn't work. They get pissed off. So she tries again and ends up freezing Cole again. The bikini women proceed to throw fists, and Piper protects herself with a trash can lid, and Phoebe uses her levitation powers to vaguely float away. I feel like the levitation power was never useful. Like, there was never a reason to do it. It was usually like she would fly in the air and kick someone in the face.
Yeah, flying kicks was mostly it.
But like,
she does that several times this episode. I mean, yeah, I still like, though, that this is an episode where they have some actual fights like this scene, because a lot of the time it's just, you know, fling your hands up and explode them and job done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Even Piper was participating in the fight scenes. Phoebe, she learned self-defense because she didn't have an active power before this levitation thing. So she could actually fight. She does do some, like, actual fights in this episode, which... again, made the levitation kind of pointless to me, because she never uses it for anything but kicking people in the face. Mm-hmm. It's not like she flies out of the way or does some other... like, it's just like a quick harness shot that they do, because they can't do anything more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you could do, like, a roundhouse kick or something, you don't really even need to levitate in the air. I feel like you're not putting enough power into it to do that much if you're just in the air and then you just kick it forward.
Right.
Like, it's like you're kicking someone in the shins or something, you know? Anyway, Piper unfreezes Cole and gets once again knocked into some trash. One of the bikini women breathes some fog into Piper's mouth, and Cole blows one of them up before they disappear. They smoke out.
Your ass is grass, and I'm gonna smoke it!
Back home, Piper busts through the door, saying she's going to take down those chain-smoking bitches if it's the last thing she does. That is not a paraphrase. That's what she says.
Yep.
Chain-smoking bitches.
There are some genuinely funny lines in this episode.
It feels a little, like it has a little more edge than some of the stuff later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact they said chain-smoking bitches, I feel like, ooh, ow, the edge.
Yes.
Piper is suspiciously coughing as they argue about the same stuff that they've been arguing about this whole episode. Cole explains that the bikini women are furies. And they're like, well, from mythology? And he's like, no, these are modern knockoffs.
I love that one. Modern knockoffs.
Modern knockoffs. They're knockoff Gucci bags. There's no reason also to say that they're modern knockoffs. Maybe they're just adding like a little flavor. Maybe it was to open up the possibility that Piper was going to become one later, because they're not necessarily the same ones from mythology.
Maybe they wanted like a more powerful version of them to show up possibly in the future. Like, yeah. These are the original Furies.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess just leaving the door open for something possible.
I feel like they were dressed and styled very similarly to the Furies on Xena as well.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Like, they had like kind of red strappy bikini skirt things that they wore. Maybe this is just a common design element of the time, but very similar. I believe Xena did come first. So, once again, knocking off better shows. Mm-hmm. They're the modern knockoffs. Anyway, the Furies go after bad people, but they'll pretty much kill anyone for any crime, no matter how petty. So you can see how Piper might be intrigued by them.
Yeah. Like, I think Cole says something that makes no sense, because he says, like, you know, if they breathe into you when you're bad, you just explode. Yet they got Piper, the source of all evil in the universe, and, like, she didn't explode in the fire.
Doesn't pass the smell test there.
No.
I think that's explained later by Phoebe or something, but yeah, same point.
Mm-hmm.
So Piper leaves, and Phoebe asks Cole if he's been attacked by the Furies before. They're trying to have sort of a touching moment here, because he's pretty remorseful for his past. He explains that they make you hear the cries of your former victims, and she says that he isn't the demon who did those things anymore.
Except you're predisposed to evil genetically, so shut up!
You made me do everything I did!
It was all your fault!
Oh my goodness!
Piper screams, so they go upstairs to find her gawking at the empty stand where the Book of Shadows was. Like, her face, like, ooh!
And she's like, classic Phoebe screw-up.
Thanks, Phoebe Brahma.
Phoebe immediately recognizes that Paige took it, and then Piper flips out. She's like,
she's like, I'm going to explode you, Phoebe.
Flames on the side of my face. She's like, well, why'd you leave her alone with it? And Phoebe's like, Phoebe says, oh, because she's our sister. And Piper snarls,
not for long.
Damn, Piper.
This is me talking.
Yeah, it's hard to know where the Fury starts and Piper ends, because, like, a lot of these are just Piper.
So far, this is pretty tame Piper lines.
Yeah, honestly, like, this is another one where Piper's kind of turned into something, and it's like, I don't know what the difference is.
True. So they both run out, and Cole just picks up a chair, he sets it down, and then he sits. He's like, I'm going to wait out here.
It's a lot more abusive sister, though, than an abusive mother.
That's true. He's trying. I do feel like there are points where it's dicey, but he is trying. So Phoebe comes in, and she's like, are you going to come? And he's like, vanquish your sister? I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah.
At the temp agency, Paige's co-workers are marveling about all their good fortune. All these great things are happening to them mysteriously. Paige uses magic to get that foster kid application deadline extended. Why didn't she just use it to get him into the school or something? If you could do anything, why didn't she just do more than extend the deadline?
Yeah. I guess she's still learning. She just found that spell. Like, oh, this will work.
Yeah, I guess. But so far, everything's coming up, Paige.
Mm-hmm.
I love though, like, this is her personal gain, and, like, so far it's mostly stuff to help others.
Yeah. Like, she, the deadline thing is so that she could help the foster kid get into this school.
And she's helping out her buddy just because he's getting picked on.
Yeah, so far, none of this is personal gain. Yeah. She briefly flirts with the idea of going to the student loan thing and helping herself out, but she never does it.
No.
No, she talks about it, and then the asshole coworker guy comes over and he's like, I'm a lawyer.
Yeah, she also helps her friend get a loan for a car.
Yeah. And he's like, so asshole guy comes over and he's like, I'm a lawyer. And maybe I could help you out with those student loans. And she's like, well, I could sue you for sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you wouldn't win the case with the way that you dress. She's still in this normal ass shirt and a jean skirt.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't matter what they're dressed as, but it's so tame.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
And he's like, well, if you can't pay me, you could pay me some other way. So he's asking for sex. So she's like, all right, fuck this guy. Instant karma spell. Again, this doesn't feel like a personal gain. It feels like this is for everyone.
Yeah, really.
On this guy.
Yeah, this guy is like...
He's a predator. He's legit a predator.
He's like leaving a slime trail as he walks around.
So she uses this spell. She opens the Book of Shadows to this instant karma spell. And she's like, I'll replace the word demon with dirtbag. And this is a plot point because they mention this and this comes into play. So it's actually important that she's replacing this word. But demon is not on this page. If you read this page, the word demon isn't there. The word villain is there.
Spelled wrong.
Yeah, and it's spelled wrong. It's villain. So good job, props department.
Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way.
Meanwhile, Piper and Phoebe are on the way, and they're bitching at each other. As usual. Piper is pissed, kind of rightfully so. She's like, she threw our family heritage out the window! Phoebe is like, no, it's, you know, she's learning, she doesn't know, it's fine. They get to the temp agency, they don't even get inside. The door bursts open, the asshole coworker guy is running around being pawed at by all of the women. I feel like, okay, yeah, I guess it's karma for him, but this is also kind of a violation for all these women who don't know what they're doing and they're pawing at this guy.
Yeah.
Dicey.
That's when Piper tries to kill them all.
Yeah, she does. Paige tries to slink out, like she's got like her like overcoat over herself as she's like trying to slink away, and they find her, and so immediately the jig is up. She opens her coat to reveal she has huge boobs now. Piper says, you are so busted. So Piper thinks immediately she just stole the book to perform magical plastic surgery on herself, is what she says. But it turns out this is a personal gain consequence that we almost never see before or since.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand this. Like, first of all, like, we talked about the personal gain thing. It really seems like she's helping other people through most of this.
Yeah.
But how is this a consequence that she gets big boobs?
I don't know.
I guess she didn't like it. Maybe it's a consequence for the acne thing or something, but... It's just a weird consequence.
It's an excuse to give her big boobs.
And make everyone laugh, like, haha, big boobs.
And apparently one of the balloons under Rose McGowan's shirt burst at one point while filming this.
That'd be embarrassing. Not that the whole scene isn't embarrassing.
Yeah.
So Piper is annoyed by all of this, like, noise going on with this mass sexual assault, so she freezes them. And Phoebe's like, well, you could have blown them up. And Piper says, I took a chance!
Now, is this the Fury, or is it Piper?
No, this is me Piper. Talking.
Yeah.
This is definitely Piper. She does this all the time.
Definitely.
So Phoebe's like, all right, Paige, what spell did you cast before you became Betty Boop? And I feel like Betty Boop is not a good metaphor, not a comparison, I should say, because she's not particularly big-chested.
No.
I mean, she's got some cleavage, but I feel like proportionally Betty Boop is not known for huge boobs.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe she just means, like, sex symbol, but, like, it's not even, like, sexy big boobs with Paige. Like, it just looks stupid. Paige also she says a line where she's like, well, my body was perfectly fine before this. Like, she's confident in her body. She didn't want big boobs. But then later, when they get deflated, she's like, oh no, did this work too much? So,
yeah, that was
what's
weird.
The truth, flip-flopper page? So she explains what she did. They explain personal gain to her. So now they all have to clean up this mess. And Piper's pretty mad about it because she wants to fight demons. So Paige is driving Phoebe home in their in her Beetle. And they have a heart-to-heart as Phoebe flips through a book, which clearly has blank pages. Well, it's the Book of Shadows, but they're clearly blank. Like, she's acting like she's looking at things, but there's nothing there.
Complaining about Piper defacing it. Maybe she's just actually erasing it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Paige has trouble putting her car in gear because her boobs are in the way.
I didn't understand that.
Like, surely she could move the seat back?
Yeah.
Like, other people in the world with big boobs exist and drive.
Mm-hmm. It's not like they're so big they're, like, in front of her face or anything.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Forget it! I'm not doing it! This episode was badly written!
So Phoebe finally lands on a not blank page, and it's the page on the Furies. And then that's when they explain.
Oh, look, here's their turn-ons. We got them.
We got them. Yeah, so they explain the whole thing about the smoke. It can be used to turn unexpressed fury. People with unexpressed fury who are good people turn into Furies. But Piper isn't a good person.
Yeah.
So I don't know why.
A real mess up on their behalf.
So Phoebe explains that Piper smokes ass. But it wouldn't be the first time that she was turned into a demon or smoked ass. So
yeah. You're like, we have to smoke and that'll draw the Furies in. Hang outside a corner store and start smoking.
Phoebe's or Piper's going around to everyone going, your ass is grass and I'm gonna smoke it. At the manor, Piper and Leo have brought the asshole coworker guy there to protect him from sexual harassment. Do not know why they bring him there. There's no reason other than for him to get beat up a bunch, and then they orb
and then
him
find
away
out
back
about
to work.
Witches, I guess, too, because like he wouldn't have found out about that if they just took him home.
This is sloppy. Sloppy work. And they have Leo orb him back to work after that, where all of the people are. So it was like, what was the point of this? You haven't even reversed that spell yet.
Like, in, of all the people to survive, like, they have such a bad success rate at protecting people. This guy lives through this episode.
This would not happen in season 8. He'd be gone before the opening credits.
But, yeah, it seems so weird, too, because they left, like, this weird thing of, like, how do we get him not to talk about witchcraft and all that? And then it's just, they don't really explain. Just, Leo, I guess, threatened him.
Yeah. They do not explain what Leo said to keep him from talking.
Yeah, like, normally, like, later in the show, they just kill him off as a loose end. You're like, oh, we don't want to deal with someone knowing about them. They're dead.
This whole thing with the instant karma spell and all that, there were episodes later where Phoebe straight up just turns, like, a shitty guy into a pig and stuff. Like, they do the same thing. Piper turns the reporters into mice at one point, or rats.
There's one point where they even say, oh, personal gain. He's like, oh, personal gain, schmersional gain.
Paige even says, like, personal gain, yeah, screw it. As she stuffs ice cream in her mouth in the PMS werewolf episode.
I'm in need of a guilt remover spell.
Yeah, Piper is pissy at this guy. She calls him a sniveling ingrate. And she's getting pissy at Leo for being like, hey, take it easy on this monster.
On this molester.
This molester. She throws the guy over the couch, and when Leo questions her, she blows him up for the first, but certainly not last time. He takes it pretty well, too, for being blown up by his wife.
He's just like, Piper, please don't blow me up.
Piper, can you calm down for a second, please?
Blowing me up is kind of out of line.
Cole shows up, and he's like, Leo, my buddy, get out of the way!
She's a fury!
I think they do explain in a later episode, Leo and Daryl are his only friends, so he's got to protect him. Piper tosses Leo across the couch, claws up the asshole coworker guy, like, across the chest.
Mm-hmm.
She does not have the weird oven mitts on her hands like the Furies do, but mm-hmm. she still claws him. She's just
full transformed yet.
Well, yeah, I guess, but you know, she claws him, so yeah. I guess you can use your nails for that, but
mm-hmm.
just seem like a pretty clean cut.
Yeah,
for just nails. She sharpens them all the time in case Leo gets out of line.
It's when Cole like throws a low level energy ball at her butt.
Well, that's because she's trying to smoke the ass of the molester. So Cole hits her with an energy ball, and she smokes out. And they're all mad about it. So later that night, they fade to the same scene, but it's later. The asshole guy is unconscious, and Leo is still healing him. I don't know why it's taken him this long to do this.
No. And he's like, oh, you guys shouldn't have sent Cole out to find Piper. He's like, why didn't you go then?
Yeah, look, he's like, I can't believe you let him go. And it's like, are you not in this situation too?
Yeah. It's like, I can't believe after he like threw such a low level energy ball that didn't even knock her off her feet.
Yeah. Phoebe points out it was a low energy, low voltage energy ball. And she was going to kill that guy. So maybe she should have been stopped.
Yeah.
Phoebe is like, oh, this is just like the time that I got turned into a banshee. And Paige hears this, and she's thinking more and more that being a charmed one is going to be very stupid.
Yeah, I do like all the faces she keeps making when she like throws out. Oh, yeah, and like when Piper became a Wendigo, she's like,
Phoebe also explains that banshees are kind of trampy. That's her description. So asshole guy wakes up. And he comes face to face with Paige's boobs. Like, she's like, I gotta sit down and absorb all of this. So she sits down right next to him. He sits up, his face, boom, and she punches him unconscious again. Phoebe orders Leo to orb the guy back to his office. And she's like, well, make sure that he doesn't narc us out for being witches. Somehow. Be creative. Never explained.
It's like, did Leo orb him to hell or something? Is yeah. like, I will drop you in the flaming pits here.
Imagine
if you say anything.
The guy wakes up, he's chained to his chair, and then Leo, from the dark, comes out to a single light bulb swinging above him, a chainsaw in hand. He's like, I'm genetically a pacifist, don't worry. Apparently he was threatened into being a better person because later on he's nicer.
Yeah.
So Phoebe and Paige are working on reversing Paige's spells. And Paige is like, hey, real quick, is there a spell I could cast so I don't turn into a sexy costume every week? No such luck, Paige. They reverse one of the spells and Paige's boobs deflate. So she goes, did this work a little too well? So funny. Meanwhile, the Furies kill a robber. Didn't save that guy.
No. But, I mean, he's the scum of the earth. A robber.
A robber. They didn't even save that guy.
He was just, like, trying to, you know, get enough money to feed his kids.
Yeah, he's like, my daughter needs surgery!
Yeah. Penny.
Penny! He gets killed. Piper shows up, and she's like, ah, I've been looking for you guys. What's up? Hey, bitches!
Let's get to killing. And then the Furies are like, whoa, we are not on her level.
This lady is fucked up. Can you please get her off our hands?
We thought we knew Fury till we met
Let's
Piper.
Let's play in their entrails.
Yeah, we thought we'd just smoke them out. And like,
smoke their asses.
Oh, man. So Phoebe and Paige are scrying. And Paige is like, well, why can't we just scry for, like, evil? I don't know if she means the Furies or Piper. Either way, she's like, can we scry for evil?
Yeah. The biggest, hit of evil should be Piper.
Yeah, for sure. Phoebe's like, well, there's a lot of evil out here. We gotta narrow it down. Like you said, no one suggests scrying for Furies.
Yeah, you'd think that should work.
Like, you know what specifically it is you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't figure it out. And also, I mean, can you not scry for Piper, just, like, get one of her belongings and then go, like, scrying for Piper. Like, yeah. Surely, even if she's evil, you can narrow it down to someone mm-hmm. magical. I feel like it's not just demons you can, seek out with that.
Yeah, that should work.
Anyway, Cole shows up injured. Like, he's super beat up. He's got blood on his face because he was out there using his sensing powers to try and find her. And every time he did, a bounty hunter would find him and beat him up. So he's out there getting his ass kicked. And they're like, I don't know. I can't figure out how to scry. So Paige is like, well, we had this lost sister spell, we have lost witch spell that you used to find me. What if we replaced a word in it? Because I replaced dirtbag for demon, so why don't we replace witch with sister? Again, demon not on that page.
Yeah.
Phoebe is like, I don't know, I don't think this call is going to be strong enough, and then just keeps listing times they were evil like it's a clip show. Like, she's got to constantly keep referencing these things.
You what?
Paige is like, well, what if we use Cole for bait? And Phoebe still cares right now because he's the love of her life.
We're not going to put the love of my life at stake. No.
Anyway, they need some of his blood. Give it. Paige orbs a knife lazily into her hand. No personal gain.
Yeah.
It was right there. She could have gotten up and gotten
it. Yeah, I do love that. It's like, it's a few feet away. Ugh, knife.
What, like, is personal gain on this show?
I don't know. And it's not consistent, too, with, like, orbing being a white lighter power falls under the witch personal gain rule or not. Like, the show's never consistent about that either.
Can white lighters use powers for personal gain?
I guess. Leo does.
He uses it to change light bulbs, so clearly does not apply to him.
Signs. Like, that's nothing.
All the people that didn't get healed by him are like, what the fuck? So they cast the spell using Cole's blood, I guess, as chum for them. And Piper, who is in the midst of getting her fury makeover, says she knows where evil dwells with the charmed ones. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Should have just been like points at herself.
I know. Like a commercial. I know where evil dwells.
So at the house, they're discussing how they're going to turn Piper back once she gets there. They're like, okay, she gets here. We're going to fight with everything we have. We're going to make sure we protect Cole and everything's going to be okay. How are we going to turn her back, though? We didn't think of this beforehand. they're like, well, if she expresses whatever it was she wasn't saying, she's going to turn back. They just assume, I guess. And luckily, they're right. Cole starts hearing his victims. He's freaking out, so they know Piper's on the way. She's a fury, but that's unrelated. He's just going to hear that either way. So one of the Furies busts through the door like the Kool-Aid Man, and Phoebe levitates up to kick her in the face. Piper and the other one appear, and Phoebe's like, nice decoy, Piper, before levitating and kicking them both in the face at the same time. Yeah. She's got the one move.
Very obvious stunt double in that shot, too.
You can see the face clearly, even in SD. Yeah. No. Phoebe goes to check on Cole. Like, she has them down, and then she's like, oh, God, she runs off. He's on the floor, half conscious. The Furies close in on him. So Paige orbs a lamp pathetically at them, like, eh.
Yeah, like, why didn't you try boulder or something?
Well, they don't have a boulder there. She can't control
she
the
powers.
She
has to, like, she has to see it. Was that
I think it has to be within sight. I don't think she can just orb anything there. But she's still, like, learning her powers. So. Yeah. But then she apologizes. Like, she hits him with the lamp. She's like, oh, sorry. even half conscious, Cole is able to vanquish the two non-charmed Furies while Phoebe does nothing. Phoebe's just sitting there like, ooh, Cole. And he's like, vanquishes
like, still
them.
You do it, Cole.
What a loser. She can't do anything.
Who cares about whose sister those Furies were?
Yeah.
It's like, what if it's like a very similar situation, like one of those Furies where it was someone's like sister they got breathed into, became one. It's like they could have been saved, but they're just like, blow them up.
They capture them and send them to therapy.
All you have to do is have a cry, apparently, to get rid of it. So.
Yeah, apparently. Piper fights Phoebe a while, and then Cole is going to vanquish her, it looks like. I don't know, maybe it was a low-level one, but he definitely seems like he's going to kill her.
If he was going to vanquish Piper, though, he would have been the hero of the series.
Yeah. But Phoebe says, no, don't do it. Phoebe thinks that Piper is blaming her for Prue's death and for abandoning her with the whole going to the underworld and hanging out with Cole thing. Piper smacks her around some more and then goes after Paige. Paige is the one that hones in on what the real problem is. She knows where she's coming from because she's experienced a lot of grief in her life with her parents. So she's like, no, you blame Prue for abandoning you. And then somewhere in there, Phoebe calls for Leo, who was presumably out on a pee break this whole time.
Yeah. I guess he's taking that guy down to hell and like, don't talk about witches.
It took some time to fuck this guy up. So he catches on to what's going on with this conversation. So he grabs Piper and Paige and orbs them over to Prue's grave, which is in a mausoleum.
Yeah, that's weird.
Did they? I don't know. I don't know if they ever showed like their mom's grave. Maybe they did. But a mausoleum just seems like overkill.
Mm-hmm.
It's so like, it just seems pointless to have a big fancy mausoleum.
Yeah, that was strange.
I don't know. Anyway, Paige has a talk with Piper. Like, she's like, it's okay to be angry. I hated my parents when they died, so it's okay to be angry at Prue. She has a big ol' cry. Piper beats up Prue's grave for leaving her with Phoebe and turns back because she has a cry. Fade from weeping Piper to her casually making coffee at home.
Well, I'm over that.
Anyway, best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
She just casually throws some at Phoebe.
That's for your ugly ass shirt, Phoebe. Yeah, Phoebe strolls into the kitchen wearing one of the ugliest things she's ever worn. It is the most hideous shirt I've ever seen. It's almost as bad as it's worse than the jean back pocket halter that she wore.
Wow, really?
I feel like the back pocket jeans I can laugh at. This is just hard to look at.
It's pretty dumb.
Yeah, it can only be described as some sort of half tank top, half sleeve, all nightmare shirt.
All nightmare.
like, it's not a quarter sleeve, but it's not really a short sleeve on one side. And then
one
spaghetti
sleeve.
Strap.
Yeah, one sleeve, yeah. It's kind of like a t-shirt almost. Like, it looks like a t-shirt was cut up and sewed onto one arm of a spaghetti strap tank top.
The 2000s was such an unfortunate time for fashion. And Phoebe always honed in on the worst of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also like some butterflies on the front and some random buttons and stuff. It's just ugly. It's super ugly.
And on the back is Phoebe smoking ass.
Yeah. I love that she wears this for their heartwarming talk too, because I'm just distracted this whole time. So Piper admits that she's hesitant to open up her heart to Paige, because if you open up your heart, you're just going to get hurt. And Phoebe's like,
she's like, and it's okay with you because I never loved you, Phoebe.
I never loved you.
Phoebe's like, all right, well, maybe you should at least like say thanks for all that. So Piper goes to the temp agency and takes
some poisoned muffins.
Yeah, she takes a basket of "Sorry, I Tried to Kill You" as a Fury muffins with her lactated poison in it. Hands him over to her. Paige looks like she's gonna die. She looks up at her, she's like,
yeah, I mean, with good reason.
Asshole coworker guy is slightly nicer now, so he's
he looks
not as
like
much of
there's
an asshole.
Terror in his eyes when they look over
at him. He's been reprogrammed. Leo set him up Clockwork Orange style to look at those 50s films. No, the 50s films aren't good for sexual harassment. some more current sexual harassment films, and now he's a nice guy. Anyway, they never explain what Leo did to keep him quiet. They move on quickly from that. Piper and Paige have a heartwarming talk. Another heartwarming talk. They talk about Paige's parents, about Prue, etc. I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Billy is a ladies' man now, so I guess it was all worth it. All the ladies love him.
Yeah.
Because his skin's cleared up.
Yeah.
That was the only problem. He had acne.
Mm-hmm. I like then her boss comes in and says, like, that pile on your desk hasn't gotten any smaller, Paige. And he's like, who's this bugging you? And then Piper goes, I'm her sister. And like, then the boss is just standing there with his mouth open. Huh? Sister? What?
Like, he's never heard of a sister in his life. That's the end of the episode. I do have to point out real quick at the Billy thing. Okay, so Piper's like, yeah, that's cool that it worked out for him, but there's rules to this, right?
Right.
And then Paige is like, you're married to our white lighter. Phoebe's dating a demon, so lay off the skin clearing thing.
You're really...
It's like, it worked out better for him, but they're still like, eh, you shouldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's done the least personal gainy thing ever, yeah. And then she points out,
she's punished
you guys have
nice
broken
person.
The rules because you wanted to marry a white lighter and Phoebe wanted to hang out with a demon.
So what if you could have helped that guy? You can't do it. You're just following orders.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, then the boss comes in. It ends awkwardly at the end. What are your final thoughts on this episode, Phelan?
There's good parts to it. You know, it's before Charm became quite the mess it would. But, yeah, it's clunky in parts, too.
Yeah, I feel like there's some 2000s awkwardness to it, but there are parts that are enjoyable. I feel like the overall narrative and the theme interweaving together...
Mm-hmm.
Worked out pretty well. I think Holly Marie Combs is good at crying and expressing pain, so I think like the acting was good in those scenes.
Mm-hmm.
It
had some jokes that landed. I feel like later Charmed isn't good at that.
Yeah, some of the jokes were pretty funny. I guess it was a decent episode. I don't know if it was like the best they've ever been, but I feel like everyone's stories kind of came together into something. They didn't seem completely bad. Piper seemed a little bad, but not as bad as later.
No, I mean, just the Fury Piper just was shades of Piper regular later in the series.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to detach it from that.
Yeah.
And, like, Phoebe is still more of a character than just Mrs. Article.
Yeah. So, on that note, I gotta ask, who's your Margoyle or your Carman? The standout loser of the episode or the hero of the episode?
Margoyle's tough. Like, it's close between Phoebe and Piper. I was gonna try and give Piper some slack because her character's dealing with Prue's death and stuff, but she's so dumb in parts of this episode. She's gonna kill people and wants to kill Paige. Like, it has to be Piper.
She's gonna stack up so many Margoyles.
I know. Who is your Margoyle?
Well, do you have a Carman or no?
Oh, yeah, Carman. This is another close one between Paige and Cole. And, like, because, like, Paige, you know, is doing things to help other people and then got punished for it for some reason. Cole, I think, slightly edges it out because of his dumb faces with Leo about the Charles Bronson thing and that he was going to vanquish Piper.
That was pretty good.
If only he vanquished Piper.
You know, I think you changed my mind on the Carman, because I was going to say Paige, but then I'm like, Cole was the one who truly suffered the most and accomplished the most, because he was, like, suffering, like, the voices of all his victims and all that, and he still vanquished these guys.
He's having
Phoebe's
to deal with
being
Piper.
A dum-dum. Yeah, he did a lot in this episode that I think kind of saved their asses, so, yeah, I'll say Cole's the Carman. And Margoyle's got to be the asshole coworker guy.
Yeah.
Sexual harassment man has to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Not really redeemed by the end.
No,
just got beat up pretty bad.
A wiener who's peeing himself over in the corner.
No redemption for that guy. All right. Well, on that note, if you guys enjoyed this podcast, wherever you're listening to it or watching it, you can like, subscribe, or review in audio form at anchor.fm or on YouTube under youtube.com/movienightstheseries. You can also find Phelan's stuff at youtube.com/Phelus. You can support us on Patreon. Take part in the polls to determine what episode of Charmed Rewind that we're going to do, or see episodes ahead of time. You can see my stuff at patreon.com/movienights or Phelan's stuff at patreon.com/Phelus. Thanks to Peter Hunter for editing the podcast for us. He also did the intro music, and he's got a YouTube channel at Pretor Hunter, which is also his Twitter account. Yeah, on YouTube, he's doing some Pokemon Let's Plays with some Sandshrews. I think he's got some other Let's Plays going on there. He also, on the Rift Tracks YouTube channel, does some Let's Plays of Rift Tracks the game, which he worked on and are very funny. We're also in a couple of those, if you want to check those out. What hashtags should we do, Phelan?
Hashtag Piper is a villain.
I didn't think of any hashtags. Hashtag thanks, Colbama.
Hashtag balloons.
That's good. Well, on that note, no, not on that note. I already said that earlier. Anyway.
On that note.
On that note, we'll see you Charmanders next time. Bye!